Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another fucking episode of Drunk Talk fucking KY. Imagine that. Fucking goddamn episodes so close to each other. What? Fucking what? Yeah. Imagine fucking that. It fucking happens every now and then, you know. I'm a wild card. You don't know where the fuck I'm going. If I'm going to go left, I'm going to go right. I'm going to fucking goddamn jump over a fence. You'll have to see. All right. So my last podcast, which I have to apologize about the joke that I did on that podcast. That was absolutely fucking devastatingly horrible. I was way too drunk to be trying to tell fucking jokes at that time. It's fucking horrible. Oh, I'm embarrassed. But regardless, I will make it up. I will make it up tonight. And that's the way I'm going to fucking start this podcast. I was going to wait till the end, but might as well fucking go ahead and knock this motherfucker out of the park. I hope none of you all are eating right now, because this will be the fucking most disgusting joke you've ever heard, and it's one of my all-time favorites. I heard it years ago as a fucking child. All right. Fucking guy goes to a whorehouse. Don't have much money. Goes up to the fucking mistress at the front desk and asks. He says, what can I get for this much money? She says, oh, we got a special. So he goes, finds a room, bitch laying in there. He tries to stick his dick in. She's dry. He can't stick his dick in. So she's like, give me 1 second. She runs to the fucking bathroom, plays with herself a little bit, comes back out. He tries to stick his dick in, still dry as fuck. She said, now, just give me a second. She went back in the bathroom, threw some fucking Vaseline on it, rubbed it in real well, come back out. She's still dry as a bucket of sand. The guy's getting pissed at this point. He's like, what the fuck? She said, I promise. Just give me one more chance. I promise. Just give me one more chance. He's like, what the fuck ever. So she went in, came back out. She was dripping wet, sloppy. He rolled around in it. Fucking goddamn sound like he was running through a fucking marsh. The fucking slopping of it. And then by the time he fucking busted a nut, he rolled over. He's like, can I ask you, how the fuck did you fucking get so wet? She said, oh, that's easy. I just went and picked the scabs off my pussy. Yep, I just fucking went there. I just fucking went there and picked the scabs off the pussy. Yep. God damn it. Greatest joke ever. Greatest joke ever. Tell that to your buddies at work. I hope that made up for the catastrophe I fucking went through last week. Or earlier this week, whenever the fuck it was. Time flies. So, I actually, asked for, my fans, and especially females, because they're most of my fans, to, hit me up and, tell me what they think and about the podcast, whatnot. lo and behold, I have an ex that listens to my podcast. And she wanted to hear a fucking goddamn, she wanted to hear a podcast about her. Now, her and I, time together was not long. It was actually, a brief relationship. Well, let me get into the story. Let's just start from the fucking beginning. I came back from the fucking military. My sister had a friend. Let's call her BS. And that's not derogatory. That's just a good way to call her, I guess. But I'll tell you what. I walked into this fucking house. And I seen this fucking woman standing there. Fucking goddamn dark brown hair. These big fucking, brown eyes. When I think about them to this fucking day, it makes me want to bust a nut in my pants. The fucking most beautiful, fucking gorgeous, big brown eyes. Yeah, as you can tell, I had a thing for her. I actually kind of fell in love with this fucking woman. She is actually my unicorn. A majestic creature with infinite beauty that you can never catch. And yeah, she is my fucking unicorn. And I hate that the way things went, because I did end up having to fucking leave, not due to me or her. It was outside influences, let's say. And you know, that's one of the relationships in my life that I actually I regret, because we didn't have a chance. We didn't have a chance. It wasn't there. It was there, but it was the wrong fucking time. It was the wrong fucking time. And I regret it. But regardless, this little fucking unicorn fucking angel, I was head over fucking heels for her. I would say, she is at least in the top five of the hottest fucking chicks I've ever fucking been with or dated. And I, even to this day, when she talks to me, I fucking goddamn, you know, my fucking heart skips a beat. And I'm like, God damn it, woman. What kind of fucking goddamn spell did you put on me? And it's almost like what it is. Because, she's basically like a fucking drug. I just want a fucking another hit of it. I'm an addict, you know. I just want another fucking hit. Just give me a little piece. Just a hit. Yeah. And I realize that, you know, she does, she's got a fucking husband, she's got children and shit, and, I had to realize that I cannot fucking, interfere with that, and I have to I have to be in the, not really in the background actually at all. Just let her fucking continue living her life. She made a fucking good decision. She found a good man. She's got good fucking kids. And and that's fucking hard to fucking swallow. That's fucking hard to swallow as a prideful man. It's hard to fucking swallow. But God damn it. Yeah. But regardless, I'm basically I cannot fucking goddamn do this entire episode about her, which I probably could, but it'd be a bunch of fucking goddamn ignorance and which you guys would not want to hear. So what I'm going to do on this episode tonight is I'm actually going to fucking goddamn, I'm going to goddamn tell you my women's cycle since I got out of the fucking Navy. Now, when I was in the fucking Navy, I think I, at that time, I went from like fucking 12 or something like that, 12 people I've been with, and I jumped up to like 32, all within the time I was in the Navy, which, you know, is basically like a fucking college, but with testosterone. And yeah, I jumped up a lot. But after the Navy, I actually BS was one of the first women I dated outside of the Navy, and we had good times. We had fucking great times. But after I had to leave her, and it was my fucking goddamn fault. It was my decision. I fucked everything up. But I mean, I wish that it would have been a later date and time, because I think we could have actually fucking done something. But regardless, after I left her, or mutual breakup, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I got with, we'll call her fucking Cocaine Annie. Because everybody's got a fucking goddamn alias on this podcast. I'm the only person who's got balls to fucking actually say my name, but I can't without their permission say fucking their name on this fucking podcast. So yeah, I got with Cocaine Annie, and we snorted so much fucking coke in them fucking 5 years. My fucking goddamn, I have a hole in the middle of my fucking goddamn, cartilage in between my nostrils from the amount of fucking coke I snorted. And fucking goddamn, it was ignorant. And, but, I mean, she was a good woman. I loved her daughters. I fucking basically raised them. I mean, their dad wasn't really in the picture, so I fucking, I did the fatherly fucking figure and fucking took care of them. And even to this day, I still fucking, I think I live them girls and I love them. They're fucking, they were my first daughters. And then fucking, then after that, because T Or fucking cocaine fucking Annie. When cocaine Annie fucking cheated on me with a dude that's fucking wife or girlfriend had just fucking died like a week ago. The motherfucker played the fucking pity card and goddamn cock blocked me big as shit. But I was already over that relationship. Actually, fucking, I was over it for fucking so long. I was just staying there because of the convenience. And, one day she fucking actually had her fucking, diary out and it's fucking, it was open. And her last entry, her last log that I fucking, and I didn't even read anything after that. I just read that one fucking goddamn, sentence or paragraph or whatever the fuck it was. I don't remember everything that was on there, but it basically said that, it was like, yeah, he don't, or I don't feel the passion when he rubs me down, because, you know, I give women fucking back rubs, and, you know, I give massages and shit like that. I'm a pleaser. I like to fucking goddamn treat a woman like a fucking queen. And seeing that, she was exactly right, because I didn't feel it either. I was just doing it just to fucking, you know, just to try to keep it from getting worse. But yeah, I failed that. And, so after fucking cocaine Annie, I was working for a landlord. There was this chick, right? This chick. She lived on the corner house. I see her out in her fucking bathing suit, or out working in the fucking goddamn yard and shit. A beautiful fucking woman. Beautiful. Even my boss, the landlord, he was like, man, he was like, if I was just younger, he's like, I'd go after that. Well, I ended up with it. That became my wife, or future ex-wife, however you want to put it. But that became my wife. And I remember the first time I met her, I was fucking goddamn pulling weeds out of her landscaping in the front of her house, right next to a big bay window going into her fucking living room. And then I was just pulling weeds is all I was doing. And she came out and she was like, I pull my own weeds. You don't have to do that. I was like, well, I'm getting paid to pull them, so would you like me to continue pulling them? She's like, no. I was like, wow. She thinks I'm peeking in her windows like a fucking little pervert. Then next time I seen her, I had to change out some fucking goddamn, rewire some fire alarms, some smoke alarms, and she talked my fucking head off. But I was with Cocaine Annie at the time, so I didn't engage, because I'm a loyal fucking man. But after me and fucking Cocaine Annie fucking split up, her and I fucking dated. And this is the ignorance of myself, is that she mentioned that she was dating another guy at the same time, which in my mind I was like, nope, nope, nope. That's a big fucking no-no. And I'm definitely not fucking competing with another fucking man. I ain't doing that. She denies it to this day, but she told me that. So what I did was that next day I went out and found a bitch in Frenchburg. I thought she said Flemingsburg, and I fucking drove all the way fucking through goddamn Sharpsburg all the way to Flemingsburg. And then I got there at the gas station. They said they're gonna meet me at. And she's like, "Where are you at?" I was like, "I'm here at the gas station. Where are you at?" She's like, "I'm in this vehicle. I don't see you anywhere." I was in the fucking wrong goddamn city. I had to turn around, and I drove like fucking 140 on that fucking goddamn Sharpsburg fucking road, just fucking flying to get back to fucking get some pussy. And that night I did. That was actually I fell asleep in the pussy. I fucked it so long. I did. I fell asleep. I woke up with her fucking brother in the fucking background in the fucking next room. Just screaming because a dog shit on him or something. Fucking, he was trashing the house, just flipping the fuck out. And I woke up and I was still in this fucking whore. And I was like, God damn it. Fucking God damn it. But she woke up and she's like, "Let's keep on going." And I was like, "That's a fucking champ right there." That's a thoroughbred. I was, actually, I never talked to her after that, but yeah. And then after that, oh shit, I forgot about, I forgot about when I first got back around the time of BS, just a little bit before BS. I did have sexual relations with a certain woman. That actually had a baby shortly after. Not saying it's mine. It could be anybody's. But that's a whole nother fucking story. That's a whole nother podcast right there. And if I want to be honest about it, I probably should not even fucking go down that path, because that could be fucking drama for all involved. fucking devastating, a fucking goddamn nuclear holocaust type fucking Chernobyl type fucking shit. Fucking god damn it. Yep, I fucked up there. She told me she couldn't get pregnant. I believed her. One of the very few women in my life I've ever not used a condom on. Honestly, I think on one hand I can count the women that I've not used a condom with. So, yeah, I made a mistake that night. God damn it. But that's part of fucking learning. Education is expensive, but then again, I haven't paid anything. But it hasn't been proven, so it's just a hypothesis, let's say. It's an educated guess. God damn it. I've always wanted a daughter too, and she's already 18 now, so god damn it, man. I fucked up. I fucked up with that one. I don't know. But then again, I appreciate not having to deal with the bullshit that her mom went down after her and I's intercourse. She became a fucking junkie. It's not good. But it is all good. Because, like I said, education is expensive. You will fucking goddamn. You will pay the price to learn. So, yeah, that's basically the end of my fucking goddamn, women's story. I could go back further, but I don't think any of that is, comparable for the fucking, situation that we're talking about. It's just wasted time and energy for me to even try to fucking think and try to come up with their names, because God's honest truth, I think I only remember 5 of my ex's names. No, not even that. I remember 4 of my ex's names. I've been with fucking, as of right now, I think 36 or 37 fucking women, and 4 of them I can remember their names. That's fucking horrible. That's horrible. God damn it. Fucking. What type of piece of shit? God damn it. That's fucking hilarious. I'm not a whore. At least I don't try to be. I just, honestly, I'm just trying to fill that void. Trying to fill that void. And it's a lifelong endeavor. And to be honest, in a lot of ways, I think that I still crave that void, because as of right now in my life, I'm just so fucking, everything is so mundane. Nothing's new. I've already fucking done it. Been there, have the fucking t-shirt, whatever, fucking, it's actually, I'm actually going down the point where I really fucking don't fucking want to live, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, I'm not saying I'm being suicidal, which I have been, thank to God, didn't go through, but the actual fucking, everything is just the same. Everything is the same. And like I told my son, because he was talking about some crazy kinky shit he was doing with his girlfriend, right? I told him, boy, you should not be going down fucking paths like that this early, because you're going to fucking goddamn burn yourself out. And then where are you going to go from there? What are you going to do after that? Because nothing's going to be fresh. Nothing's going to be new. There's not going to be any excitement. And unfortunately, I had to say that through experience, because nothing is exciting for me either. Nothing is exciting anymore. Nothing is fresh. I'm truly fucking goddamn, I even hate waking up anymore. It's just fucking, I don't know, I am my own worst enemy. I am the person that brings myself down. I am the fucking nemesis that I cannot defeat. And that is humbling, because how the fuck can I not beat myself? I know myself better than anybody, and I still can't fucking goddamn break it down and fucking put it back together. That is fucking goddamn sad to be that as a human. And I have a lot of fucking issues, as you can tell. If you're a fucking fan of this goddamn podcast, you know I have some fucking issues. I'm not fucking right. Just a little bit off. Not too much to be a fucking full-blown psychopath, but enough to be a psychopath. If that makes any sense. But seriously, there's things in this life. Like me myself, about the only joy I have in life anymore is the feel of a woman's touch and the pride of a job well done. Drugs don't do anything for me anymore. Goddamn cave crawling. I love it. Cave crawling. I love freehand fucking scaling a fucking cliffside. Love it. Love it. Adrenaline rush. But they become mundane also. I don't even fucking look forward to fucking crawling on my belly through a goddamn fucking, 12-inch fucking opening in a fucking side of a fucking cliff. And, fucking finding my way all the way deep and then having to turn around somehow. Sometimes you can't. You have to fucking crawl backwards. A lot of you are probably cringing thinking about that type of situation where you get to the end of a fucking tunnel and there's no way to turn around. So you have to fucking back crawl in that tunnel. Panic. Panic can set up on you quick. But God damn it, the fucking adrenaline that fucking brings it to you fucking makes my dick hard. I can't even fucking get out of it fucking crawling backwards because my fucking dick's pushing me up against the fucking roof of the fucking cave. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, that shit makes me hard, but man, I don't have any fucking, any pride in life anymore. I don't have anything to fucking look forward to. Like I said, I've been talking to this dime piece, Anna, Ukrainian chick. God damn it, her fucking Russian accent's fucking, it's sexy as fuck. It is sexy. And as I said, she is a dime all day long. And I think that I think there's a future with that. We'll just have to fucking see how that goes. And that's actually probably besides fucking getting back in contact with BS, Besides getting back in contact with her, this woman's probably been the most exciting fucking point in my life in a long fucking time. And I'm elated to fucking to continue fucking getting to know her. And I believe, because at first she had some thick fucking walls. She was not fucking into anything. But with a little bit of fucking goddamn, you know, grit and fucking spit and goddamn ambition, I was able to turn her around, old Anna. And I think that I've actually got her to like me, because she's actually talking about us in like a third person type situation. And she was the first one to FaceTime me. She I think I might have it. And it's not just about a sexual thing, which as a man, I am very fucking sexual, but we click, and not to keep on going back, but it is almost like a fucking a remake of fucking BS, but years later, when things could actually work. And she's 33. Good job, good head on her shoulder. Fucking dime. Fucking dime. Breathtaking. Just like BS. No, but seriously, I'm living my best life, and I'm seeing a future. I'm seeing something that is, regardless, something good is going to come to fruition. Something good is going to come into my life, and carry me home. And I'm actually fucking in good spirits because of that. It's been a while, but finally I'm in good spirits. But honestly, fucking I'm not trying to sound like a fucking chauvinistic fucking goddamn male whore. I'm not, cause honestly, I would like to fucking have a good woman in a stable relationship rather than fucking constantly fucking chasing whores and fucking goddamn paying for fucking drinks and food and fucking just to fuck them for one night and then fucking go home. That's not really a fucking life. When I fuck a woman, I want passion. I want to make love to the woman, not fuck her. which fucking good sometimes. It is have a good fucking pounding. Yes, that's good for her and you both. Fucking take your aggression out on her. Them good old fucking after fight fucks. We just goddamn beat it like a Navajo war drum. Just destroy that shit. But honestly, I'm a kinky son of a bitch, and I love fucking foreplay, and fucking goddamn horse whips, and fucking goddamn, anal fucking beads. I'm breaking out fucking, I'm gonna fucking turn this whore out. I'm a fucking goddamn fucking bite her fucking goddamn lip and ass cheeks and nipples. And yeah, it's going to be fun. But it it don't much sound like passion, does it? It sounds like aggression and anger. But no, honestly, yeah, it's like a playground to me. A woman's body is like a fucking playground. I just frolic through it and fucking, like a fucking fat kid in a fucking goddamn candy shop, and just goddamn going all out. It is fucking great. I love a fucking woman. I love a woman's fucking body. I love touching a fucking woman sensually. And the fact that fucking the fact that goddamn fucking life keeps on fucking throwing you curveballs it's a pill that I'm fucking actually trying to fucking swallow. Like I said, I fucking goddamn done dumb shit, and I'm not a fucking saint. I'm almost guarantee I'm not going to fucking heaven. But regardless, I know that the fucking universe is throwing me a curveball. Because they knew things had been too good for too long, even though they weren't good. But even bad is fucking A+ rating in my life history. It's an A+ rating. So I do everything right. Maybe not everything, but God damn it. I fucking try to do things right. I try to be a good man. I try to help people. I mean, I don't know where I'm going fucking wrong. And that is fucking humbling. Trying to fucking figure out how and why you fucked up and still never be able to answer the question fully. Yeah, there's 100,000 fucking goddamn variables that causes your fuck up. But seriously, how the fuck do I keep on fucking going wrong? It's almost like self-sabotage. Like I'm almost setting myself up for fucking failure. And that right there is a hard fucking pill to swallow. because I'm an ambitious man with a fucking goddamn a future that I can build, but yet I am the one hindering myself from fucking goddamn hitting the fucking moon. And it's kind of mind-numbing. It is mind-numbing. I don't know how the fuck I can fucking find myself in that position over and over again, even though I know I'm fucking goddamn doing it. That is fucking retardism. That's retardation. That is retardation. I am fucking stuck on stupid, and I would rather be miserable than be happy, because misery is the only comfort I've ever known. I guess I kind of answered my own question right there, didn't I? God damn it. Yep. Fuck. But yeah. This situation that I'm in, is going to be for the best. I actually, the women in my life are, all fucking goddamn, breathtaking to look at, intelligent, good vocabulary, can hold a conversation. It's actually it's actually a fucking curse, because I don't know what fucking path to go down. I don't know which way to go. And the Lord will fucking show me. He'll open the fucking goddamn road up, and it'll be shining. So as for me, I'm gonna walk down the fucking dark road, this fucking riddled with pebbles and fucking goddamn uneven, and might break my fucking leg, but I'll hobble down that road afterwards, and I think that will be the best fucking goddamn place to go. That don't make sense, does it? You go down the worst path when the Lord fucking goddamn put you a yellow brick road in front of you. Yep, I'm gonna fucking goddamn go down the fucking worst path. I already know it. That's just my mentality. How fucking goddamn twisted is that? I'd rather be miserable than be happy. God damn it. Fuck my life. Yep. No, honestly, I will be going down that fucking rough road. But I'll be the happiest motherfucker to ever go down that rough road. I ain't gonna fucking let it bring me down. But then again, I can't be a spoiled fucking kid fucking, you know, taking the elevator. I'm taking the fucking steps. So that's basically my mindset. I know you all out there probably are fucking like, what the fuck is wrong with this idiot? This motherfucker don't understand the concept of fucking, actually fucking, work fucking smarter, not harder. Nope. Hard work's all I've ever known, and that's all I ever will know. My hands are calloused to the fucking bone. I mean, when I get a fucking goddamn, when I get a blister on my hand, it's actually under a callus. I have to cut the callus off just to pop the fucking blister. That is how deep my fucking goddamn calluses are on my hands. Because I'm not a fucking pussy. I fucking work hard. I do my fucking goddamn duty. And I actually fucking, I make fucking decent money nowadays. From what I started at, 10 bucks an hour, to what I'm making now, is fucking goddamn astronomical. And I'm fucking, that's from my hard work. That's from my dedication. That's from everything that I fucking put into it, just like I put into a relationship. But just as with my boss and my soon-to-be ex-wife, I guess, it's the same fucking scenario. They don't fucking appreciate it. They don't fucking appreciate it. Bend over backwards for them. But then again, my ex has, has been working hard to try to change, try to, get me back. Cause I did tell her that I'm not coming back till she stops drinking. And, past three times I talked to her, fucking, she actually sounded sober. She was happy. She wasn't crying. It actually fucking, gives me a little bit of hope in that, but maybe I can't put the fucking bridge out because that motherfucker's burning. Should I put the bridge out because that motherfucker's fucking in flames? Will I put the bridge out? I'm not sure if I could walk across embers. I've been chewing on a lot of shit for a fucking long time here, and it's, it's kind of one of fucking misery fucking stories. Not trying to fucking goddamn keep on with the goddamn misery in this fucking podcast, because this is fucking, this should be a fucking goddamn comedy podcast. That's what I made it as, fucking. But yet I'm over here fucking yeah, fucking looking for my mama's titty fucking to fucking goddamn suckle on. You know, fucking goddamn it. Fucking bitch ass pussy Chad Rutledge. That's fucking funny. I apologize. Basically, the whole reason I even done this fucking podcast was because, BS wanted a podcast about her. And I actually, tried making it about her the best I can. There's a lot of underlying things that I've said throughout the podcast, that associate with that relationship that I lost. But truly, That is a woman I'll never forget. And honestly, I probably, need to find out a way to fucking get out of my head. I am kind of, I'm looking forward to seeing her again, but like I said, she's a unicorn. I can't touch her. I can't have her. But when I do see her again, it will make me happy. So, a big shout out to you, BS. This is, a podcast fucking dedicated to you. You're welcome. I didn't make you fucking sound bad. And you never would have deserved it. You fucking deserve only the fucking greatest. I'm proud of you, and there's just a there's a podcast dedicated to you with other women's names involved. I hope that don't hurt your feelings, but yeah, I do love you to death, and fucking keep your head up, and I'll talk to you later. All of you motherfuckers out there, thank you for listening, and peace the fuck out.